a face stares out at you from the television screen. It's a man wearing a hospital gown and an oxygen mask. He is clearly scared. Then another face, a woman dressed in surgical scrubs and with another mask. She looks exhausted. Then another scared hospital patient and another exhausted hospital worker, all staring at you, all of them saying nothing. Then a printed message on the screen. Look them in the eye and tell them you are doing all you can to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Some of the statistics have been shocking. Figures for infections, hospitalizations, people so ill they need days or even weeks on ventilators. Then the deaths, each one leaving behind bereaved loved ones who couldn't be at their bedside at the point of death, their places taken by yet another exhausted nurse or doctor. We blame the figures on the virus. It passes so easily from one person to another, and especially this new mutation that started in Kent back in December. Remember that printed message on the screen. Look them in the eye and tell them you are doing all you can to prevent the spread of coronavirus. How much should we blame on the virus? And how much on ourselves? It's been so easy to be careless with social distancing, with wearing masks, with washing your hands. The restrictions were relaxed a bit over Christmas. We faced the temptation to bend the rules as far as we thought we could get away with. And look what happened. Infection rates went through the roof. I can blame it all on other people, of course. But those people in hospital were asking me, tell them what you are doing. Then I hear the words about penitence from John's first letter in the New Testament. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We're not talking about breaking some religious rule designed to stop you having a good time. The great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, that Jesus draws our attention to is far simpler than that. But as we found out in the past 12 months, very challenging. What we've seen in our hospitals is a stark reminder of what happens when we don't take it seriously enough. And that's why what St. John says needs saying again. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Or as the ancient Christian writer Augustine of Hippo put it, before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. And I'm not inclined to argue with him.